Psychedelic Radio.
This is Relic Radio Sci-Fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com.
Carling, world brewers of the great American beer Carling Black Label, presents another story in the dramatic series, The Challenge of Space.
Good evening. This is Charles B. Ryan, Director of Space Research here at the New Mexico Center, which coordinates the efforts of thousands of people connected with the space program. This is a story of three ground crew men who faced unexpected danger in carrying out their duties. I call it A Climb Up to Safety.
The sun burns straight overhead and the grass lies scorched underfoot. When the breeze is gone and the air hangs heavy as lead. When the red dust cakes on a man's face and the dryness bites deep in his throat. That's when a man needs a beer. Carling Black Label Beer. Husky, lusty, and strong. Carling is the man's brand. Extra Strength Carling Black Label is now brewed right here in South Africa. So you don't lose a day of that lusty, lively taste Carling is world famous for. If you've got a thirst, put our brand on it. Carling Black Label, brewed for men in 18 breweries around the world.
The many thousands of technicians at work on all phases of the preparation of the mighty Saturn V rockets which carry our astronauts into space, and those men concerned with the countdown itself, do their work with an efficiency that matches the spirit of these great ventures. Yet chance and circumstance that play such a big part in man's affairs can still intervene to create an unexpected situation. The countdown had gone perfectly, and with their jobs satisfactorily completed, the ground crew were preparing to leave the service gantry that towered beside the waiting rocket. But through no fault of their own, within a few minutes, three of those men would be facing death.
Well, there she goes, fellas. Everybody into the elevator.
Countdown went well, Chuck, huh?
Not a hitch, Eddie. How was it in the first aid department?
Well, we sent one feller off the job with a split finger, and a new guy felt a bit dizzy with the height. Otherwise, I guess a clean run. Their cards will be in the rack at ground level.
And that's about now. Okay, fellas, let's have your cards as you leave the elevator.
Okay.
10, 12, 30, 40, 60. Let's have those two from the rack, Eddie. Thanks. That makes 90. There's somebody missing.
You sure?
Well, don't think I miscounted. 40, 50, 70. You didn't send Don Keating down earlier, did you, Ed?
No, I didn't. I gave you the two cards for those I sent off.
And you didn't see him amongst this bunch? The ones who came down with us?
Keating's a medium-sized guy with a thin nose, pale complexion.
Yeah, that's him.
No, he definitely didn't come down with us.
That's what I thought. I was sure I couldn't have missed him. He must still be up on the gantry. I'll go find him.
Yeah, I'll come with.
We haven't much time to clear before blast off. And we don't want to be anywhere around when the rocket motors fire. You'd better get on the cover.
Yeah, look, we got enough time, just about. We'll find him quicker with two of us looking.
Okay, Ed, come on.
Where is he working, Chuck?
10th level, operating the air compressors.
Maybe he didn't hear the warning klaxon because of the noise of those things.
The compressors should have been shut down by the time the warning went.
Well, he might have had his earplugs.
Yeah, you never know. I've been keeping an eye on the emergency staircase in case he's walking down.
Never knew a workman would walk when he could use the elevator.
You're right. Here we are at the 10th level.
Well, the compressors are switched off.
As they should be, but where the heck has he got to? Don! Don! Don Keating!
Doesn't seem to be here. I'll give a shout at the stairway and make sure he's not over that side of the gantry platform.
Right, Eddie. I'll look this side.
Hello there. Don Keating. Don. Are you there, Don?
Now, where the heck could that guy have gotten to? Hey, Eddie, I found him.
Oh, okay, Chuck. Where is he? I didn't hear him answer.
He couldn't answer. He's out cold.
Let me look at him. He certainly is out. See, what do you think happened?
There's a broken rubber pressure pipe here. Looks as if it gave him a crack on the head while he was working on it.
But wouldn't he have been wearing a hard hat?
Yeah, it's lying here beside him.
Yeah. Well, from the look of this bruise, the pipe caught him just on the side of the head below the brim.
Right. Let's get him down in the elevator. Take his feet, Eddie.
Okay.
Time's slipping away. We'd better get out of here fast.
Yeah.
I don't want to find myself at the wrong end of a 7.5 million pound thrust rocket engine.
How long do you reckon we've got, Chuck?
10 minutes. No longer. We'll make it, though.
I wonder if there'll be any transport down below.
I'll have to carry him if there's not. But one of the others may have come back with a truck.
If they realize we're still up here.
Surely someone would have missed the foreman.
Foremen don't count. Once work is over,
so what if foremen aren't popular guys that are...
Hey. What the heck?
They've cut off the power supply to the gantry.
And us stuck between floors with a sick man?
They don't know that, evidently. Turning off the current is a safety precaution in case the wires are burnt out by the flame from the rocket motor as it lifts off.
Yeah, I've seen those flames lick halfway up the gantry from ground level. It's spectacular.
Even more spectacular from here. I'm going out through the trapdoor on the top of the elevator cage. Give me a leg up, will you, Eddie?
Right. Put your foot in my hands.
Okay.
Can you reach the trap?
Yeah, easy. Yeah, lift me a bit higher if you can.
Right. Up you go.
Right, Eddie. Made it. See if you can bring down Rod. We'll never be able to lift him out of here by ourselves.
Right. What are you going to do?
Climb up the girders of the shaft. Open the platform door from the inside. Then at least we'll be able to get out of this trap.
Control, Hilton here. Who is it?
Stan, Chuck here.
Oh, hi, Chuck. Nice job your boys did on the countdown. Everything okay?
Nothing wrong with the countdown. But there's three of us still in the gantry.
The blazes, there is. We'll have to abort the mission.
No. Don't do that.
We'll never make it back here now. Ignition's due in 6¼ minutes. Nobody stays on the rig when those motors fire.
Are you telling me we're finished?
Sorry, Chuck, I didn't mean
it. Oh, forget it. We haven't got time to argue. Can you put the gantry power back on?
I can try, but I can't promise anything. It'd have to be cut 3 minutes from now in any case. If one of those heavy cables went down to Earth, you'd be electrocuted.
Instead of frying as the rocket takes off? Yeah. Nice choice. But don't bother. I don't think it'd help us. I certainly don't want to be stuck at the elevator at blast-off.
What are you doing up there at this time in the first place?
Don Keating was laid out in an accident. Eddie Baker and me went back to look for him, and the elevator stopped on us.
Look, let me abort the mission.
No, forget it. I'll ring you back. I got an idea.
But, Chuck,
what was that all about, Stan? Somebody on the gantry?
Chuck, Eddie, and Don Keating.
We'll have to abort.
Chuck says no.
Top blazes with what Chuck says.
We can cancel the firing right down to within a few seconds of the start of the ignition sequence. That gives us about 5 minutes.
But they'd be roasted alive up there.
I know. There's that chance. Chuck says he'll ring us back.
They haven't got time to make phone calls.
Well, he says he has something in mind, but I can't think what it is.
Don? Don? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who is it?
It's Eddie. Eddie Baker.
Where am I? What happened?
Look, we're stuck in the elevator. Do you think you can stand up?
I feel a bit dizzy.
Yeah, you had a crack on the head. The dizziness will pass off. You're not really in.
Hello? Has Don come around?
Yeah, he's still a bit muzzy, but he's with us again.
I got a short section of aluminum ladder. I'll pass it through the trap door. Yeah, coming down.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Now, Don, let me help you up the ladder.
Where are we going?
Onto the top of the elevator and then up onto the platform, okay?
That's right.
Good man. I'll help you.
And me. I'll give you a hand once you're through the trap door.
All right. That's it, Don.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Don't worry. We'll fix you up once we get out of here. Hang on tight. Up you go.
You're right, Don. Here, I got your arm. Easy, does it?
Thanks, Chuck. Oh, my head.
Yeah, it'll ease a bit presently.
Can I rest?
Later. Okay, Eddie. I got Don safely up here.
Good. Now, if I bring up the ladder and prop it securely... it's a bit short.
Only 2 or 3 feet. Come on, up you go, Eddie. Then I'll come and support Don from behind. Right, Don. Now, up you go. Now, quick as you can, son.
I don't understand this. I don't understand it at all. Well, why's the elevator stop working? We're near firing time, aren't we?
That's how near we are, Don. The power's been cut off.
Then we must get out of here.
No, there isn't time now, Don.
There must be time. But let's get down the emergency stairs.
Don, there isn't time for that. We make it to the bottom and be out in the open just as the motor's fired. You know what that would mean.
I know what it means if we're up here. I'm going down.
No, you're not, Don.
Let me go. I'm going down, I tell you. What level's this anyway?
The 7th, Don, but listen, Chuck's right. If you made it to the ground, you'd never get under cover before the whole area's blasted.
Not if we stand here talking about it. Now, let go of me, the two of you.
Oh, easy, Don.
I phoned Stan Hilton and told him we were up here.
Is he going to abort the firing?
I told him not to, Eddie.
You're crazy. You've seen what happens to anything that can burn on these towers when the rocket exhaust blasts them. Let go of me. I'm not staying here with you crazy guys. I'm getting off this rig.
Don, just listen to me.
No. Well, you're keeping me here. Our last chance of getting clear is slipping away.
Now, just listen, Don. That last chance went a few moments ago when the elevator stopped running.
I don't care. You've got no right to keep me here. I want to go down. Let me go.
Shut up, Don. Shut up. And listen to me. In a few minutes from now, the lower levels of this gantry will be filled with smoke and flame and unburned fuel. You'd fry, freeze, or suffocate. But what you're actually going to do is climb higher up this gantry. You've got to climb upwards to safety. Do you hear me? Up, not down. Now, get going, but fast.
Know something? In these mellow after-supper hours, there's nothing like a beer to make a man feel good, relaxed and good. And there's no beer like a Carling Black Label. Carling is the man's brand, the great American beer that's now brewed right here in South Africa, so you don't lose a day of that lusty, lively taste Carling is world famous for. Got a thirst? Then why not get your hands on a Carling right now, cold and frosty in the can. Man, oh man, isn't that just what real beer is all about? No wonder Carling is enjoyed by men in more than 50 countries around the world. Go for the man's brand. Go for Carling. Carling Black Label.
I'm stressed. I don't think I can go any further.
You're doing okay, John.
Sure, Dad. Not much further now.
Just a short rest. I'm sick.
We better let him rest, Jim. We may have to carry him, Chuck.
All right, good. You sit there for a few moments, Don. Eddie, I'll phone control from here.
Right. Okay.
Hilton.
Stan. Chuck.
I thought it would be you. Shall we abort the man?
No, Stan. We're at the 11th level and going up.
Going up?
Yep. Down below, there'd be too much fire splash as the motors ignite. And the rocket takes a few seconds to build up power as it lifts off. We'd be burnt to a crisp.
But even at the higher levels...
We stand a good chance. The splash won't reach us, and the rocket will go past quicker anyway. Maybe 3 seconds is all we'd have to stand the main blast.
Chuck, there can be no question of you standing up to the main
blast. The radiated heat from the main blast, I mean. We're going up to the 14th or 15th level, as high as we can get. How long have we got?
2.5 minutes to lift off.
Stand by. I'll ring you when we get at our final level. Then you come up and get us when it's all over, huh?
Will do, Chuck. But I'll stand by for your final call before ignition. Just over 2 minutes now.
I'm cold.
We're all cold in this deck. So come on. Get moving, Don, please.
Come on, Don. It's no good standing here. Frost from the fuel venting out of the tanks is falling all over us. It'll be warmer higher up.
Warmer? Warmer? Well, roast as the rocket goes by.
No, we won't, Don. I promise you we won't.
Who do you think you are? A fire god to be able to stop it? Oh, I'm cold.
Come on, Don. Watch you don't slip on the ice. Come on. Eddie, grab his arm.
I'm sick. I'm cold.
Now, come on. You're not going to freeze or burn. Not if we know it. Now, let's just get moving again. Move!
Can you spot them through the glasses, Stan?
I thought I did see them once, somewhere up on the 12th or 13th platform. See if you can spot them, Clark.
Okay, Stan. Now, what do you give for the chances?
I got permission to cancel the blast off at 60 seconds, just before internal power on the rocket takes over completely. Chuck only needs to say the word.
Why don't we abort anyway?
You got any idea how much even half an hour's delay would cost? With the tanks pressurized, it's not as easy as all that. Take a week, more likely. And then we needn't bother to fly the mission.
But 3 men's lives are at stake.
I know it. Chuck knows it. We'll let him decide.
But it isn't only the heat. Although that'll be bad enough, there'll be fumes from burning paint, smoke from the rocket firing...
As well as a gale of wind from the exhaust that could blow them off the gantry. You don't need to tell me.
Hilton.
Stan, we're at the 15th level. There's 2 platforms above us, but they'll protect us from anything coming down on us.
Chuck, give me the word to call this whole thing
off. No, Stan, we'll take a chance on it.
Look, I got permission to cancel the firing.
No, not after the worst everyone's put into this thing. The countdown went without a holdup. You don't get many like that.
You got 15 seconds to give the word. After that, it'll be too late once the ignition sequence is started.
Time to make final preparations, then. 15th level, Stan, okay?
We'll find you, Chuck. Good luck.
Isn't it quiet?
Yeah. It's a bit unnatural with all that activity going on down there.
I wish it wasn't so quiet. There's one thing that can spell real safety for us, but... I didn't think they'd leave it so late before the firing.
What's that, Chuck?
It's the...
I can't stand it! Why doesn't somebody do something? Not just wait around to get fried!
There's not a lot we can do, Don. Chuck's got an idea which he's gonna tell
us about. I'm not burning to death. I'm gonna make it quick.
Grab him, Eddie.
Right. I got him, Chuck. Let me go. I'm gonna jump. At least it'll make it quick.
Oh, no, you're not.
Grab his arms, Chuck.
I don't wanna burn! I don't wanna burn!
Watch it, Eddie. You'll be over the edge in a minute.
Got my foot on a stanchion. Put him further under the platform, for heaven's sake. He's nuts just for the moment. Have to hit him if necessary.
If you two don't let me go, I'll take you both with me.
Oh, no, you'll be all right. I tell you, you'll be all right. Don't stop struggling.
I'm going to die. I'm going to die my way.
You will die if you go over the edge. But you got a chance up here.
I don't want to die. I don't want to...
All right. Come on, Don. Come on, we'll look after you.
Watch that he doesn't make a bolt for it, eh?
Okay, I've got him, Chuck. It's all right now.
It's all right, fellas. I won't do it again.
Yeah, of course you won't.
We'll be safe here, won't we, Chuck?
Yeah, sure. We'll be safe. But we must go over to the other side of the platform.
But that's nearer the rocket than this side.
Yeah, I know it is, but don't you see...
No! We'll all be killed! I won't go! I won't go over there!
Mission sequence has started. Nothing can save him now except...
Except what?
Whatever Chuck got up his sleeve.
Do you think he's just kidding us about being safer up there near the top?
No, it's obvious that they've been turning it a crisp on the lower levels. You've seen the gantry after a fire.
Yeah. I've also seen the side of each platform going incandescent as the rocket climbs past.
It doesn't penetrate far into the gantry, though.
How far is far? And what will the radiated heat be like?
Never measured it. I don't think anybody knows. Can you see anything of them through the binoculars?
No. No, I wouldn't expect to. It'll be on the far side, as far away from the rocket as they can get.
They better not get too far towards the back of the platform, or they'll be pushed off by the blast.
30 seconds to blast off. I hope they're ready to face it.
Don, if you won't come across to the other side of the platform with us, we'll have to drag you.
What are you trying to do to us? We're as far away from the flame path as we can get.
We haven't time to argue. Grab him, Eddie.
Right.
No!
Him across.
Okay.
No!
String your knees and walk, man.
No!
Right, Eddie. Drag him.
Come on over here.
There. This should be all right. Stand there, Don. Stand there.
See if you can stand, Don.
I can't.
Let him sit with his back to the girder so that he's facing away from the rocket.
Now, you sit there, Don. You'll be shielded by the girder.
Eddie, fasten my belt to his and strap him to the girder, okay?
But why should we...
I hope it'll hold. There'll be a fair amount of blast. You can do the same with yours. You're skinny enough for it to wrap around yourself and the girder.
All right, but what about you?
I've slipped my arms out of my coverall. I'll tie the sleeves to someone. Then I'll have to hang on like crazy.
It can only be about 30 seconds to blast off now.
Eddie, Chuck, I'm scared.
Take it easy, Don. You've had a bit of a rough time.
And we're all scared, Don.
Why are we so close to the rocket side?
Because over here, there's the one thing that'll save us, I hope. But I didn't know they left it this late.
What is it, Chuck?
Is the... here it comes.
Hey, what a sprinkler system.
That's it. The whole of the side of the tarn nearest to the motor blast is drenched with water. Both of you make sure you're thoroughly soaked.
Oh, I'm cold again.
Sorry, Don. You can take your choice. Just make sure you're good and soaked.
It won't be many seconds now.
Don, and you, Eddie, make sure you hang on with both hands. Eddie, Don can't dash off somewhere, can he? Don't want to fight him as the rocket lifts up.
Oh, don't worry, Chuck. He can't get free. I've knotted the ends of the belt so they won't go through the buckles.
Thanks for your help, Eddie. You needn't have been in this at all, really.
It seemed to be a two-man job, Chuck.
Blast off! Let's blast off!
It's okay, Don. Hang on tight.
Oh, I don't want to burn.
And you won't. You're too wet to burn. Okay, Eddie.
Ready, Chuck.
Hang on tight, both of you.
What's that? Chuck, there's a rocket hit the tower.
No, it's the access ramp swinging clear.
But how could it move if the power is off?
It's hydraulic. But brace yourselves. Here comes the worst part.
Billy, drowning with this water spray.
Look down, Eddie, and shut your eyes. Protect them from the blasted heat.
I'm not going to look around. Listen to that motor building up power.
It should be climbing now. It'll only take a second or so to go past.
We may get the full force of the blast if the rocket tilts away from the tower.
We hope it doesn't. Not till it's at altitude.
Fuel! This fuel's spraying around!
Pull your legs in. Keep under the strongest water spray you can.
And hold your breath till it's gone. Till it's washed away.
It's fast. The rocket's fast.
But the heat. And the steam.
I can't stand it.
Get under the sprays and hang on.
I never thought it'd be like this.
Hold on, Eddie. Hold on for the blast.
How much longer?
Just a few seconds.
The heat. I can't stand the heat.
Keep your eyes shut and hang on. Just hang on.
Hilton, control.
The phone still works.
Chuck, you're okay?
Alive, but called him baldy. Got no hair or eyebrows. Got singed off, even though we were soaking wet.
How was that?
Stood over the gantry coolant sprays. Tied the girders against the blast. Don't think he would have made it otherwise. Eddie's okay, but Don's pretty shocked. How was the launch, Stan?
Perfect. Just like the countdown.
Good. We're on the 15th level. Coming to get us?
As soon as everything's cooled down, we'll find you.
Right.
Chuck.
Yeah?
You did a pretty good job up there.
Well, I guess that's why they made me foreman.
Not exactly all in the day's work. because the space program is designed with safety in mind for astronauts and ground crew members alike. When something unusual happens, something not covered by the regulations, it's only the men on the spot who can do anything about it. But we hope it's not usually such a hot spot. And now, until next week, this is Charles B. Ryan here at the New Mexico Space Center wishing you all good night.
When the day is gone and the sun sets fire to the faraway hills, when the rivers flow red in the twilight and the long shadows slowly fade into darkness, when the action's over and stories are retold round a log fire, that's when a man needs a beer. Carling Black Label. Husky, lusty, and strong, Carling is the man's brand. Extra strength Carling Black Label is now brewed right here in South Africa, so you don't lose a day of that lusty, lively taste Carling is world famous for. If you've got a thirst, put our brand on it. Carling Black Label, brewed for men in 18 breweries around the world. Carling invites you to listen again next week to another story in this dramatic series, The Challenge of Space.
That's the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, you can find more from the show you heard today and thousands of others at RelicRadio.com. And also donate through the site if you'd like to support Relic Radio. You can find more information about that by visiting donate.RelicRadio.com. Thanks for your support and for joining me today. Be back soon with more.